Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Get out of that realm of effect and get into that realm of cause. You are why. You are the reason. You are the answer. Amen. Not just Allen Iverson, but you are the answer. Some of y'all don't know, he was called the answer. The enemy, he will try to contaminate your faith with fear. He tries to corrupt faith, sprinkling it with fear. Fearful thoughts. Stuff happens. Somebody say, the devil is a lie. Come on, say he's a loser too. We have not been given a spirit of fear. Amen. But of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Tell somebody, I ain't going crazy. I got a sound mind. My mind getting sharper and sharper every day. Amen. More and more discerning, more and more Christ-like, more and more full of the word of God. Amen. The devil is a liar and he's a loser. Jesus defeated him. That's why Cain killed Abel. He was trying to stop the seed. God gave a promise, said, listen, the seed of the woman, the very one he deceived, I'm going to have a bare seed. Not the seed of the man, the seed of the woman is going to bruise his head. He's taking you out. So all down through history, the devil was a day late and a dollar short trying to destroy the seed. It got so bad in Genesis chapter 6 that Noah was the only one left. But tell somebody, God always got a way. It might seem like you're getting by on the skin of your teeth, but God already got you. Come on, say, God got you. Tell somebody, God got you. He ain't forgot about you, but you got to get out of the realm of effect and get into the realm of cause. Amen. 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 The enemy tried to drag you down into the realm of effect. Amen. You worried about bills. Where the money going to come from? Amen. What's happening here? What's happening? You know, the economy. Oh, that's the line of Cain. That ain't God's economy. Amen. God said, I've reserved. I'm going to show you something. God has He has reserved things in heaven for you. Now, a lot of times we think, okay, when I get in the sweet by and by. No, he's reserved it in heaven for you when you start talking and heaven comes. What he's reserved for you is right there. Well, I'm about to shout myself. That's why he said, I put my word in your mouth. That I may plant the heavens. I got stuff reserved for you there. Can't nobody take it. Can't nobody block it. Can't nobody steal it. But when you're talking on down, you'll get the cause taking over the effect. I'll establish the earth with heaven. Amen. Tell somebody, stop acting like mere men. Something incorruptible in you, something that cannot die, something that cannot be defeated, something the enemy cannot steal, cannot destroy, cannot harness, cannot block. Kingdom that cannot be moved is in you. You know, in the realm of effect, or in this earth realm, we have sight and taste and hearing, right? And smell, and what else? Seeing. Five senses. If you're operating only in that, you're not only limited, you are bound to this earth realm. And it's very limiting. You're bound by the economy. You're bound by, you know, what they say, whoever they are. You know, you're bound by what the doctor says. You're bound by this. You're bound by that because you're operating in the five senses. And as we read, corruption cannot inherit incorruption. Even though it's for you. God got it reserved for you. Let's read another verse there. 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, and you'll see where he says it's reserved. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away. Reserved where? In heaven for you. Amen. Reserved in heaven for you. Amen. Now let's connect the dots. He's not just talking about when you go through the grave and you go to heaven. Amen. We just read in Isaiah chapter 51, he said, I have put my word in your mouth. Amen. That through what you speak, in Genesis 2:7, I have made you a speaking spirit like me. Amen. With the ability to create. Amen. Amen. And when we speak the word of God, when you speak into a situation that looks like lack, amen, but you talk into that situation, and you say, my God shall supply my every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. In other words, you talk to that thing down here in that realm of effect. And guess what? Heaven starts a journey down here. Because God has what you need already reserved. That check will come out of nowhere. Something you wasn't expecting will come. Not only to meet your need, it'll be a surplus. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? But you got to get developed in this thing. You can't be playing around with it. You can't be experimenting. Well, I'm going to try it. Well, forget it. Don't try it. Do it. Speak it. Mean it. Amen. Decree it. Declare it. Proclaim it. Somebody shout, no fear here. See, the devil tries to contaminate your faith with fear. The opposite of faith is fear. The portal he comes through is fear. He keeps people in bondage through fear. We rise above effects with faith. Now, see, I'm talking about faith. Sometimes, listen to me, faith sometimes that you don't feel. Because you didn't feel nothing. Ooh, I know God moving. No, that's you moving. Sometimes you don't feel it, but faith is the substance of things hoped for, an evidence of things not seen, maybe not felt, not heard. But I got news for you. Faith has senses too. You will see with the eyes of faith. You will hear with the ears of faith. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Huh? Come on, somebody. Every now and then you feel the anointing. Come on, you see, faith has senses too, but it's the sixth sense. Don't limit yourself to these five senses. Yeah, there used to be a song, shake, shake, shake. Shake the devil. Some of y'all used to say that. Shake, shake, shake. Shake the devil off. Shake, shake, shake. Shake the devil off. Tell somebody, shake them off. Shake yourself from the dust. Amen. And rise up in your faith. The difference, God is sovereign. We are his image. We are the crown upon his creation. And that's been the issue, because the devil and enemy spirits don't want you to know who you are or authority that you have. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose on the earth is loosed in the heavens. What are you binding and loosing? The word of God goes as far as to tell us, you shall pick up serpents.
Amen. Amen.
You ever thought about that? Amen. I watched a movie once. I forget the name of it, but it was a church way up in the hills of Tennessee somewhere where they practiced this. And folk were dying, and they wouldn't take them to the hospital either. Picking up serpents, and them snakes was biting them. And if the snake didn't bite you, then you were blessed. God had forgiven you. But if the snake bit you, your sins weren't forgiven. There was a young couple got on up out of there after he got bit. They got up out of there. Her father was the pastor. But the word says you shall take up serpents. Think about it a moment. Every now and then, a serpent will try to get in your path.
Amen, amen, amen.
To contend with you.
Amen.
That word, that phrase, take up serpents, doesn't just mean you're going to pick them up. Because the word says you'll tread upon them.
Amen, amen.
Serpents and scorpions. So whatever, even when the enemy tries to get in your way, stay in that realm of cause. Don't get down in there and be worried about the devil. No, no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Amen.
Amen. And every tongue that rises against you, my child, shall be condemned.
Amen.
Amen. You are the apple of God's eye. It's church. You are. Don't soon be shaken by these things.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Tell somebody, the devil can't have you. You belong to God.
Amen.
Amen. He can't have you. Tell somebody. Well, no, don't. I'm going to tell you. It's important that you have faith.
Amen.
Amen. It's important that you guard your heart and that you carry faith. I'm going to show you why here, a couple things, and then we're going to close. But it's very important that you maintain faith. In Mark chapter 11 and verse 24, if you'll get that for me, Mark 11 and 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray. When? Come on. That's about four of y'all. Come on, everybody. When? Okay, I want everybody at the count of three to say, when you pray. One, two, three.
When you pray.
That sounds good on the radio. Like somebody else is here but me, beside me. When you pray, believe.
Amen.
You have people sometimes that come even to the altar or go down in their prayer closet or however, whenever they're praying, and then walk up and say, oh, let me go back and get my burden. And walk right out of there with the same burden. Hoping, now you hoping. You're not, no. Hope and faith are different.
Amen.
The Lord said, when you pray, believe.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.